the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Easter Eve, this podcast is coming out. Chalky, are you going to get any this weekend?
I took a bit from, we had this that dinner the other night. I took a couple of bunnies from that. That'll get me through. I haven't actually thought, I haven't got my partner or anything. Have you got your partner?
Oh, yeah, I did.
This is your proposal-versary. Because remember, you proposed on Easter.
I did. Yeah, it was close to Easter, not last year, year before. Mm. 2 years engaged.
You hid the wedding ring, the engagement ring, inside an Easter egg. What are you going to hide inside the Easter egg this year?
She'll be lucky to get an Easter egg this year. I think that's more to the point. No, I got her an Easter egg last week and then we went to that dinner and they gave us a whole heap of chocolate.
Yeah.
So money well spent. Thank you very much.
Good to re-gift. In fact, I'm going away with a group of friends this weekend. Mm. I might re-gift it to them.
Yeah, take it along. Go, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, I'm not a big chocky gal.
Are you not?
No.
What do you think about Easter chocolate tasting different to regular chocolate?
Yeah, it tastes different if it's in a bunny or an egg formation.
If it's in an egg, it tastes so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think they put more sugar in.
Yeah.
They must do.
God, I'm going to have to stock up on Easter eggs for my friends now. I'm just thinking, bugger.
How many people are you going with?
Six.
Yeah, you can't just choose two favourites. Yeah. Go, there's your Easter treat.
And we're doing an Easter egg hunt, but I don't know who's supposed to provide the Easter eggs.
How old are you?
32.
Why? Why are you doing an Easter egg hunt?
Because I always do an Easter egg hunt. Do you not? It's the best. You should make one for your fiance. Or make it for your whole family.
It's a lot of effort.
No, it's not.
No, we're all adults. I think we'll be fine without an Easter egg.
Trust me. So, my siblings and I, whenever we have Easter together, still do it as adults. And we like hip and shoulder each other out of the way. And now that my brothers have got stupid kids.
Is the Easter bunny still visiting you guys as well?
Yeah, obviously.
Or has he moved on?
Nah, he still comes.
Does he?
Nah, not anymore. Not now. No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Actually, if I was with my parents, if I was staying with my parents for
then
Easter,
he would visit.
He would visit.
That's crazy.
He just doesn't know where to find me anymore.
Oh, okay. Because you moved.
I've moved too many times.
Yeah, it's very hard to keep up with you. You're very quick. You're a bit of a blur.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy today's podcast. Enjoy your Easter long weekend. And we'll be back in 4 days.
We love yous.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I think, Tazzy, that we might need to do a bit of a welfare check on our breakfast show.
I agree.
Foz and Brooke.
The Big Breakfast, they come on air at 5 a.m. They get us to work on time. They're super enthusiastic, but only in the a.m.
Mm.
If you see them in the p.m.,
mm-hmm.
they're very tired.
Well, that's
zombies.
Fair. Yeah, you and I have both done breakfast radio.
It's a tough gig.
Yeah. Mm. So they've been doing it for a couple of months now, and I feel like the cracks are starting to show.
Well, I came in this morning about 10 o'clock,
mm.
and they were supposed to be here, and I've looked around. I couldn't find them.
Mm.
I've had to ask around in the sales area, and they go, oh, yeah, Foz and Brooke are asleep in the C studio. It's 10 o'clock.
To be fair, it's a good room to sleep in. Very dark, very quiet if you turn the radio down, which you probably shouldn't do in a live radio studio, but that's okay.
No, exactly. Well, they were asleep right on the floor here. We've got a two-seater couch. Brooke was asleep under her hoodie.
Mm.
But it looks like maybe some Uber Eats this morning might have put them to sleep.
Oh, that's why they've been a bit sleepy.
I've got a wrapper for a sausage and egg McMuffin here.
Okay, I've got the bin here. Is this like an invasion of their privacy, dumpster
diving? Totally, and especially sharing it with the Sunny Coast.
Hash brown.
What else did they have?
McDelivery. They've obviously got Uber Eats for Maccas.
Yeah.
I've got a bacon and egg McMuffin, sausage McMuffin,
ooh.
Sorry. So sorry about that. Oh, there's a separate bag too. Jeez, they've done. Oh, it still smells like hash browns. Yeah, they've definitely done
a
number of
Uber Eats. If there was half a hash brown in there, would you eat it?
Maybe. I'm pretty hungry. There's a Dare iced coffee in here as well. So we thought after seeing them in such a bad way, we had work to do.
Mm.
We'd barge in on them in the only way we knew how. Really
loudly.
This is legit. Like, we just walked past and they were in there sleeping. It's hectic. We're
going to
wake
them
up. We've got work to do.
Seas off air, guys. Seas off air. We're off air, guys. Breakfast, it's 5 a.m. with Foz and Brooke.
And
he's still asleep.
Is he dead? Are you alive?
Oh,
wake up, guys.
We're off air, guys. We're off air.
It is 10:30. What time do you call this? Get up. Fair to say. I think we've broken them. I think CFM's broken them.
Brooke opened her eyes and she was angry. That was a real scary sight for me. Foz slept through the megaphone alarm.
Yeah. The Easter long weekend.
He's a heavy sleeper.
It has come at a good time for those guys.
Live across the Sunny Coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
What really common everyday thing have you never tried?
Because ludicrous scenes yesterday on I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz, aka Malcolm in the Middle. Am I saying his
what
name
was
right?
His last name?
Muniz.
I don't know. I just know him as the kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Do you know he said he retired at 19 with $40 million?
Wow.
Yeah. But obviously that $40 million has not lasted well if he's
was
in the Australian in celebrity jungle.
I thought he was older than that.
No, he was like 12 when he started.
Yeah, but I thought he grew up and he was sort of like mid-20s by the end and he was playing a younger. Wow.
There you go. Anyway, he's revealed on the show last night that there's a couple of things he's never tried.
Okay, what haven't you tried that's on the board?
Any of that on that side.
Are you kidding me? You've never had a tomato?
Oh, I've never had a tomato.
Oh,
ever in my whole life.
Oh, my God.
Why not? Do you not have them in America?
We invented tomatoes.
He doesn't eat them. He doesn't want to try
Oh,
it.
You just don't like them?
I've never tried it, so. I like ketchup.
How old are you? Sorry? How old
38.
You're 38, yeah. And you've never had a tomato?
No.
And you
I've never had a country. Strawberry. I've never had a tomato.
That's amazing.
A strawberry!
You've never had a strawberry! You've never had a strawberry and tomato.
What else?
Absolutely ridiculous. Also, when he says, we invented tomatoes, I've just Googled who invented tomatoes.
Yeah, was it the Americans?
The Western, South America, Mexico and Central America, so not North America.
Not quite. Sorry, buddy.
Suck it, Frankie.
So he'd never had tomatoes or strawberries. That is ludicrous.
Absolutely
How
ridiculous.
How do you get... Okay, tomatoes you can eat around. I don't think you can eat around a strawberry.
Well, his thing was
ice creams.
That when he was a kid, he'd have Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah.
And if there was even a hint of the strawberry part of the Neapolitan ice cream on it, he couldn't have it. And as a result, has just dodged strawberries his entire life.
We got a $50 Coles Myer voucher right now to give away to our caller of the day. 545-11919 Sunny Coast, what have you never tried?
There was something super common that I had never tried until I was 19. I'll tell you what it was after the break. For those who held their breath over that ad break wondering what it was I didn't try until I was 19 years of age.
We're Ellie and Taz, by the way.
Yeah, the thing already said that. It's fine. pork, guys.
You've never had
No, I've had it now, but I didn't have it till I was 19 years old.
I wasn't even listening to you. That's really bad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
545-11919, our caller of the day. By 6 o'clock, we are going to give away the $50 Coles Myer voucher. It could be to Jenny this afternoon. Jenny, we're asking the question, what's that thing that you've just never tried?
Tripe. And I don't have any inclination to ever want to try it.
That sounds about right. I know I don't want to try it just from the name of it, but it's
you don't want to tripe it?
It's stomach, isn't it? It's intestines, Jenny.
Yeah, it's white stuff.
You know what? I go as far as to say that's not a super common thing that we're having to eat every day, so that's probably for the best, Jenny, because that does sound absolutely revolting. Mind you, I'm just looking at a picture of it. It kind of looks like chicken. And I like chicken, so...
Yeah, I like chicken, but I don't like tripe.
Have you had a chance to try it, Jenny, and turned it down?
No, and people have said, you can have it with a white sauce, and I've gone, no, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
How often are people telling you to eat tripe? It's just not a conversation up in my life.
Yeah, not often, no, but...
For the best.
It's a, yeah.
Jenny just disowns anybody that brings up tripe in her life. Oh, well, it's been nice, Liam. Thanks anyway.
Great one, Jenny. Thank you.
Friends, family, no one's excluded from that. If you mention tripe around Jenny, she just completely disowns you. It's a one-way street.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
So many local musos here on the sunny coast, and guess what? They're going to be... most of them are going to be on one stage coming up, Ellie.
Yeah.
The Baringa Youth Festival Battle of the Bands. It's back for this year. And one of the superstars behind the band, Ampersand, joins us. Jared, g'day, mate.
G'day.
Now, not only are you a member of Ampersand, who we've heard you guys play on our show many times, you're organising this festival, is that right?
I'm one of the judges.
One of the
With
judges.
The band. The full band is... A judge as one unit is quite interesting.
Awesome.
Well, there's so many of you in that band. What if you all don't agree on
That's
who,
about the
who's
normal
the
for us anyway, so.
Okay.
How many members of Ampersand?
Five.
Yeah, okay. at least there's an odd number, so it should mean that majority rules in that situation.
True.
That's
now,
how we roll.
There is a lot of young music talent here on the coast, and there'll be a lot of young people listening to our show right now who want to get involved in local music. Do you think that this is a good avenue to do so? Get your, you know, if you've got a band, get out and amongst it. If you're a solo artist, this is the way to enter?
Definitely, especially with the music industry currently doing these sort of events and busking and your Battle of the Bands like this one, which is a very larger scale Battle of the Bands. It gives you a lot of attention from the other musicians and the industry professionals. And of course, the most important thing is it gives you actual experience performing on a stage in high pressure environments.
One of those things is, you know, you start a band if you're like a kid, if you're in high school or whatever and you're starting a band, you might just be playing music in your garage, whereas this will be getting you on a stage, networking with not only other bands but people that are managing those bands and people that know a little bit more about the industry rather than just you and your mates and your guitar in your garage.
Exactly. So venue owners and recording studios, which brings us to the Battle of the Bands events a bit more.
Yeah.
It's on the 12th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs from 2 to 8pm. There's some performances beforehand, including Ampersand, where you're opening act for the Battle of the Bands.
Cool.
And then 5 to 8pm is the actual Battle of the Bands itself. And the prizes are quite interesting. The first prize is a $3,000 recording package with Yamanui Studios.
Great.
That's where Ampersand recorded our own track. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, that's a good price. That
is absolutely
phenomenal.
Did you register yourself and you thought, well, we're a judge, so we might be a shoo-in here.
Well, I could.
So it's April 12th. Where's the Battle of the Bands happening?
Baringa Community Centre.
Yep.
And, I don't think I mentioned the second prize is the opening slot at May 4th, Norton's Music Factory Next Gen Youth Fest, which Ampersand will also be playing it.
Yeah, now this is the big one, right? Norton Music Factory. I'm going out on a limb and saying it's the best local music venue on
up
the
there.
Coast.
Yeah, I agree.
Liam and they just know what they're doing up there to put on a good night.
The artists that you think of when you think young musicians on the sunny coast, most likely they'll be there. If they're not there, they're doing a festival or something major.
Right. How young do you have to be? Could Tassie and I sneak in?
Ellie likes to try and think she's one of the cool kids.
Well, 12 to 25 is the age bracket for the Battle of the Bands.
I said IRL to someone today. That means I'm super young, right?
Even I don't say that.
Jared, stick around, mate. We've got a game to play with you next. It's called Bandle. If you love your music, Sunny Coast, you're going to love it as well.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Joined by Jared from Ampersand, a local band who are doing massive things at the moment. Mm. We've just been chatting to him about the Next Gen Youth Fest that's happening and the Battle of the Bands, but we thought, given you're a musician, I suppose, is what you'd like to be called.
Do you call yourself a musician or a music dude?
I don't know. I'm even worried about calling myself a musician because I'm not properly trained as a musician. I'm just a pianist. That's
mate, nobody in this room is properly trained. Just letting you know.
Hey, speak for yourself. Three university degrees. None of them for radio.
No. So we're playing Bandle this afternoon. It's our new favourite game. It's our first week playing it. We came across it. It's a little bit like Wordle.
Ooh.
You can search Bandle on your websites and your internets.
Mm.
Look how young I am. but they've separated a song into its parts and we'll go through the parts trying to work out the song. Now, it gives us a few little clues as to what the song could be off the bat.
Yeah, I've just seen what the clues are.
Yes.
I feel like we're going to be out of our depth here, particularly because Jared's here to promote a youth festival.
That's right.
This song was released in 1979.
Oh, no, that's good. That's my era.
I know this stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, because if we don't get it, if the three of us don't get it, Sunny Coast, it's up to you, all right? We'll give you a prize. 545-11919 is our number if you think you know what this could be.
It's had 117 million YouTube views.
Okay.
And it's a difficulty medium, okay?
Great.
All right, so first we'll hear just the drums.
You don't get much from the drum.
No,
that could be many beats from the 70s.
All right, well, let's move on to the next one then, which is bass.
Oh. 545-11919 is our number if you think you know it.
All right, let's put in it's electric tough. Guitar number one now.
How do you have it from that?
I know the tune, I know it, but I don't know the name.
drives me crazy. No. She drives me. No.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
I know it.
Yep. Do you know it?
Yep.
I know it as well.
Yep.
I've worked it out. But Jared was first. Take a guess.
Message in a bottle.
I think it's Message in a Bottle as well by the Police.
Correct!
Yes, Message in a Bottle. Jared from Ampersand, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you as part of the judging panel of the Baringa Youth Festival Battle of the Bands, April 12th. If people want more information, anywhere they can go?
You can go to the Sunshine Coast Council's website because they're organising a big youth weekend that this event is just one part of.
Wicked.
And it's also going to be on our own Instagram, @BandNoosa. I've put the link in our bio, so head on over there.
Love it. Jared, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
Hey, sunny coast, I want to hear from you this afternoon, 545-11919. Are you like me? Are you a bit of a mooch? What are you mooching at the moment? Now, so, you might go, Taz, what's this all about?
Yeah, of course, because I wouldn't know what it's like to mooch. I'm just a strong, independent woman who pays her own way at all stages of life, including childhood.
I did buy you Guzman yesterday.
I offered to pay you back, and you said, no, it's fine.
You didn't do the pay. You let me pay, and then you did the classic, after I'd pay, go, oh, I can do. Oh, is it too late?
No, I was backseat in the drive-thru. The person in the backseat never pays. It's front seat or passenger seat. Never backseat.
It was Big Boss Benny in the passenger seat. He was never going to do it.
He wasn't going to get his wallet out.
545-11919. What are you mooching? Because I've realised I have my Netflix, my Disney Plus, Stan. Don't know if we've got any others. All three of those, neither me or my partner are paying for.
Are you kidding me? That's like all of them.
My sister is paying for one of them. My parents are paying for one of them. Oh, actually, no. And my fiance is, I think, paying for the Stan. But me, personally, I'm getting three subscription services for free.
That is good.
So I want to hear from the mooches, or are you angry at a mooch?
I used my exes for a bit after we broke up.
Exes what?
Exes Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, actually, sorry, it was Dan.
Were you logging in and then having to choose your profile and it was Ellie?
Yeah.
And he left it there.
Yeah, but then it got to the point where I was like, oh, now I feel awkward about this. So I had to call Dad and be like, hey, Dad, what's your Netflix login? Can I use yours instead?
I'm just going to move my mooching elsewhere. Not going to actually fix the problem.
No, but nowadays.
Are you still using your
parents'
Netflix?
No, now I use my current partner's.
545.
But I do the rest. I do KO and all of that.
Mooch off us, Sunny Coast. A $50 Coles Myer voucher to our caller of the day. Are you a mooch or do you want to get angry at the mooch in your life?
Tash is in Caloundra. Hello, Miss Mooch.
Hey, guys. I'm not the mooch.
You're not the mooch. All right.
You're
who's
just going to rag on
you?
A mooch.
I pay for all of them. I mean, Binge, Prime, Netflix, the whole lot, Paramount, everything. And my mum and my son have all of my accounts. And now that my son has moved out of home into a share house, they all have
your my...
So there's like 8 or 9 subscriptions, I'd say, total, Tash, that you're going through. And are you using them all personally?
I only a few of them, but because my son's got episodes that he's watching on the other one, I have to keep it going.
What would happen, Tash, if you just cancelled them all right now?
Ooh.
And didn't tell
anyone? Oh, my God.
Anyone?
You know what? There would be World War III. I think my son would go into a meltdown.
Look at it this way. Your son's just being financially savvy, you know? He's saving his own dollar bills and just
I don't know if he's being savvy or I'm just a sucker.
Yeah, a bit of both, I'd say, Tash.
And you're a sucker, Tash.
Look, there's been a time or two that I've mooched. I didn't think I was a huge mooch. My partner, Dan.
Yeah, you're a huge mooch.
Has been listening. And he has sent me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different messages.
Can you pass the? Can I read the messages out loud?
You can.
I think it's better coming from me. Thank you, Dan. Love you, mate. All right. Ellie is mooching Telstra 2 years running. Is that NBN?
Yes, he pays for the internet, I guess.
The Cavoodle Simba.
Well, I did.
You didn't put any money up for Simba at the start.
Well, he got Simba before we met.
Would you pay back? Half of Simba now.
I'm bloody paying for Simba.
Maybe you should.
Put him into boarding for the Easter long weekend. Cost $300.
Fridge.
Okay, I moved.
Oh, this is gold.
He bought the fridge, yes, because I moved into the house.
Do you use the fridge?
Yes, I use the fridge.
Do you think you should pay him back for half the fridge?
No.
Washing machine.
Yeah, well, he had that before I moved in as well. A lot
what
of stuff.
What have you bought?
I bought the RoboVac. And it is the best appliance in the house.
Yeah, so, it probably is. It gets used more than the fridge.
There you have it. Okay, Darren?
So I use all of my subscription services, but they're all bought for from my sister and my parents. So, yeah, I'm not actually paying for anything either. But let's go to the phones.
Yeah. Ruby, tell us, who's the mooch in your life?
I am the mooch.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
You're in good company here, Ruby, the mooch. What are you mooching?
Foxtel, then, and Prime is my mum. There's Paramount Plus, that's my sister. I've got Disney Plus, which is my friend, and there's another one, Payo, which is my friend. I don't pay for any of them.
How have you wrangled this,
yeah,
Ruby?
Oh, it started during COVID, and I was messaging my friends, and I was like, "Do you have access to this?" And she was like, "Sure." And then my mum was like, "Oh, I have access to this. There's no point in paying for it." And then every time she gets a subscription, I'm just like, "Hey, mum, what's your email? What's your password?"
Ruby seems classic. Like the type of person, if you go to the pub with Ruby, she's stealing some of your chips.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
100%.
Ruby, are you the type of person who you wait for the last to be the last person in the round and everyone else gets around and then you're just at the end and be like, "Oh, I got to go, guys. Oh, I got an early start tomorrow."
Obviously, that's what a mooch is all about.
Mooch for life. Hashtag Ruby the Mooch. Thank you so much for joining us, Asabi. Have a great arvo.
Thank you.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Speaking of money, Taz, you know I'm always on the lookout for my next business venture.
Oh, here we go. You love
invention.
A side hustle. You actually love a side hustle more than you love your main hustle.
Oh, I love a side hustle so much that now my Instagram targeted ads are all about earn more money on the side, looking for a side hustle. I'm like,
fill out surveys. Yes. And we'll give you some cash.
I've considered it. You know what? I went on Seek recently and found an ad for product testers. And so they just send you products and you review them. And so you get the product and you get paid for it. I was like, that is my dream job.
My sister was so desperate. She's going to hate me telling this story. My sister was so desperate for a side hustle that once she Googled, "Can I just go out and fossick for gold?" She learned how to fossick on YouTube so that she thought, hang on, this would be a genuine side hustle. Oh. Go out and just pick gold up off the ground.
That seems like a lot of work. Just go buy a lotto ticket, Ree. But no, this one that I found today, Taz, actually sounds doable. So I was just flicking through the news as I do on the daily, and the Sunshine Coast News has an article about a motel that's for sale.
Yeah.
On the sunny coast, Budrum Fiesta Motel.
Are you and I going halves in it?
Well, this is the thing. I think we should. The headline of the article is like, it earns $465,000 a year to own this hotel, and it's up for sale. It's out in Tanawa. It's got 7 well-appointed motel rooms. And this is where my mind goes. I'm genuinely like, could I do that? I mean, I don't have the $3.5 million that it costs to buy the business. But if I could find someone to spot me that, could I just run a motel?
No.
Or do I need qualification?
No.
Like, I need to actually...
You'd need to source everything, bed sheets and towels and
but
soaps. And
surely they're already there, right?
Yeah, but they're going to need to be updated.
We'll have to buy new... I could just go to Kmart and buy new sheets.
Just Anko everything?
Yeah. Honestly, $3.28 million
yeah.
Makes $450 a year.
Great.
Honestly.
Security? You know, what if something goes on in a motel? Have you got security? Do you know anybody that could do that?
I could just troll Ocean Street and just hit up some bouncers, say, hey, you're working here at the night. You want to come here during the day?
What are you calling the motel?
Ellie's Haven. No?
Pitbull is loving this idea.
Why?
With his hotel, motel, holiday.
Oh, he can be the ambassador if he wants. If he comes to the sunny coast and he needs someone to stay, he can stay in Ellie's Haven.
All right, so when are you buying it? When is it going to open?
Well, funny you say that. I need $3.28 million. So if anyone could spot me that, and I promise you, I'll give you a bit of the $450 I'm making a year.
545-11919. Is this a bad idea?
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.